5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, hello, welcome everybody. It's show 1012. It's April the 24th. I'm Math, and over there in Prestine, it's the always, often, always, awesome Lee.
Okay.
I forgot if you were often, always. Oh, I can't even say it now. Ooh, I've not even had a drink. How's your week been?
Okay. On my Zoom, I've got captions up. Do you not see them? Do you only see captions for yourself?
You do. You turn them on and they get auto-generated for yourself, yes.
That's pretty good.
Interesting.
I wish I could stick them on for everybody.
I can see them. I've put
mine on as well.
We don't broadcast them.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't show up for...
Yeah. There might be a way.
Doesn't YouTube have that anyways?
Yeah, I think YouTube does that as well, yes. Mm. Sometimes it makes hilarious mistakes.
Yes.
Exactly.
When it used in the intro, Lee and Math.
Math, yes.
Math,
yes.
Sure for...
That's what I thought you were. Do you remember way back?
Leanne.
When I first started listening, I thought your name was Math. And I was like, that is so fucking cool.
Math.
Right. And then you found out.
And then it was like, it was only kind of cool.
It's less cool now. And that's not even my name.
No.
Anyway, over there in Canada.
Your name isn't your name, so don't even...
We have the suitably talkative tea. Hello.
Hello.
Best called in sick this week.
Hello, hello.
Get it out of the way.
Yes.
This week's 20th anniversary extravaganza palooza. So...
Oh, I'm talking about that. I tried today...
No.
I tried to do backtracks.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do it.
Not how it works now, have you?
I've literally forgotten how it all works. I've deleted everything, all the profiles from my Stream Deck, everything from my OBS. So I'd have to rebuild everything, redo all the timings for creating it to sync with when I press a button, then it goes automatically to Virtual DJ, plays the track. When it gets to 10 seconds down, it automatically is supposed to do the timer on the speed quiz. I'm like, how the effing else did I do this originally? I didn't have a clue what I did.
Right.
All the shortcuts have changed.
I could do it in Audacity.
There you go.
I could do it in Audacity and I could do it for you guys. And then
challenge
you would have
accepted.
To take part.
I'll take part in that, yeah.
Okay, then I'll do it.
Beth would be super, super happy that with the new backtracks.
Yeah. That was going to be my whole plan today.
Right.
And I was like an hour and a half in. I'm like, oh my God, this isn't going to work.
What am I doing here?
Oh God, it was so technical. Having to time everything to the countdowns of the speed quiz and stopping the song at the certain cue points and then playing it forward again. So all my cue points have gone, all everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did I delete all that? I don't think I did. I think it was certain updates on Virtual DJ, Stream Deck and OBS that has just obliterated all the great sessions I had.
Yes, yes. You'd have to recreate from the ground up.
What a ball ache that would be. So
yeah.
The thought was there.
Okay. I'm sure you'll think
of
something
else. How many damn songs do you normally have on? Did you normally do on backtracks?
Is it 10? 10? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What about 10 Tamara Singses?
And I'm with my internets.
Oh no, we're going to lose tea as well.
Oh my God, what's going on?
Oh my goodness, what's going on?
There you are, you're back.
Clear eyes, my internet. Back.
Yeah, sorry. My internet connection is unstable.
This is Gus, Beth's not here.
And it is.
Yep, I have to
it's
have
also somebody's your internet have... connection. So yeah, it's bound to be unstable.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right? So I'll do 20 songs, hey?
Holy 20? Shit.
Blimey.
That's optimistic.
Okay. How many do you normally do?
10.
Well, it's normally 10? 10, but actually you're picking 20 because it's the 20th anniversary, aren't you?
That's why, yeah, that's why.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Because it'll be more difficult to pick songs that have got 20 in the title.
Probably.
Oh, there's something I wanted to show you as well.
Did you not see all the stuff I added to Discord, sir?
I haven't yet. No, but I've not had a chance to look today.
Oh.
I did look yesterday and I saw your message saying, I'll do this when I get home.
Yeah, well, didn't do it quite after I got home, but I did do it. I added a bunch of stuff and I don't know if it's what you want or need, but we are also going to write a song. So because Beth isn't here this week, we're all going to need to pick 3 lines of something each that that embodies the snug. And then I'm going to write a thing and then I'm going to put it into Suno.
Okay.
Because I'm not just going to plug in random bits of stuff. I'm going to write a thing so that I feel like I can own it.
Okay, so I created this Discord channel called 20 Years to get memories so I could put them into a song. On.
Okay, so
I tried to
do you want to write a song together
as well.
Or do you want to each write a song and see how it goes?
I think we should each have a crack. No.
I tried today, it was shit.
And be so, well, see, yeah, to me, I feel like writing your own thing is so satisfying, and then finding the right style of music is very interesting.
Yes, I kind of know what direction I want to go in, but then I thought, I've got all these. If I get all these memories together, we can sort of pick lyrics and stuff and things like that. And I've got a whole bunch of stuff already because when we were 10, I started doing a book.
Right.
Still got all that to work from. So
okay, so I wrote a letter for you, right?
Your letter is only the start of it.
Do you remember why back when? Do you still have it?
Do you mean when you first started listening?
Because I can't find it in my Google Docs anymore, and it was something very heartfelt.
Was this when we were 10 years old, or was it? I don't know if she can hear me now.
Open the door, maybe. Okay, sorry.
Do you mean when you first started listening in 2005, 2006, or was it in 2014 when we've been going 10 years? Don't think she heard that last bit.
Yeah, no. So it's not the one from 2005.
Okay.
I think it was the one you asked us to write. It was about the book. And I wrote something very, very heartfelt, and I cannot find it for the life of me. It was a Google Docs or something.
Okay. Well, in which case, you probably sent it as an email. Did you?
Maybe.
Or did we have a folder for the book?
I don't
remember now.
Anyways, we can think about this off.
Yes.
Screen if you want. But so have we gotten to what we've done this week yet?
Well, just before. This is really weird. No, I was just looking at my Zoom meetings. And when I create a load of Zoom meetings, just go play. Just create these in perpetuity.
Yep.
And these are my Zoom meetings. Today, next week, no more.
What?
Perhaps it creates a new one next week.
No, it puts them all in. But it's decided that next week is the last one.
Oh, well, that might be just because that's our last show ever.
Could be that.
How does Zoom know that, though?
I don't know. It's very clever. I think it's...
AI.
AI.
Yeah.
So, how do I stop sharing that screen now? Oh, my God.
You've forgotten everything.
No, I don't want to do a new share. No. No. Stop. Stop. How do I stop sharing? Holy schmoly.
Isn't it at the top? There's a stop sharing thing?
Pause share? No, there's no stop share.
There will be.
Oh, God. Holy schmoly.
Welcome to he learns how to use his tech.
How do I stop sharing? It doesn't let me stop it.
Is there nothing at the top of the screen where it says share? And then there's a red X.
It says, I can move it about. It doesn't let me click anything. I can't right click anything. It just says pause share, but it doesn't say stop share.
Well, why don't you pause share and see what happens?
I did.
Oh.
What's happened? Anything?
Nothing. I still see
you. There we go.
Oh, there we go. Woo!
It appeared when I paused it. That's weird.
That is weird.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, God.
Oh, what have we been doing this week?
I've been learning how to use Zoom.
You, it's bad then.
Come a long way, haven't I? Yeah, same old, nothing at all. Been nowhere, done nothing, just worked.
Just worked.
Yeah, and I'm beginning to think this is just, I should just play a recording from last week and just say the same thing when you say, so, what have you been doing this week?
Yeah. Play. Although when you weren't working, you still said the same thing.
Yeah, I did.
Done nothing, talk to
it just such a sad existence. Don't do anything, And it just like, it does this really make for good listening for people?
Well, it kind of...
Four people that never do anything, never go anywhere, watch TV, play elves singing.
It should inspire you to do something exciting so that you could talk about it on the show.
Oh, I wish I had the time. I really do. Jesus.
When you had the time, you didn't have the...
Didn't have the inclination, no.
Not a time issue.
No, you're right.
Motivation, inclination issue. Well, what about absolutely. You, T?
Well, I have something exciting.
Okay, so
420 is a marijuana thing.
Yes.
And I looked it up.
20th of April.
Exactly. Or 420 in the, 420 in the afternoon is a good time to light up a smoke. It almost seems like it's got it's 5 o'clock at, somewhere kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But so people do celebrate in April. It started out as a something kids in high school, blah, 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 but then morphed into just a general 420 we celebrate. Okay. And so the government marijuana store was having a 420 thing. Like they had a tent set up, and it was after I was working on Saturday, which I was exhausted, but I went, and James went off and did his thing, and I went into the little tent, and I'm going to post in the chat room, let's see if I've got the right thing. Yes, okay. So it was this little contraption that looks like that. And what you do is you take a marijuana cartridge and you put it in, and then it's wireless. You turn it on and that little dome fills up with smoke. And so for hygiene, everybody like I got to use a little straw. And so it filled up with smoke and I smoked it. And the first one was like a fruity flavor. And I was like, I'm not into that, but it was natural. Like it's all natural, but I was just not into it. So I tried the other one that's like just marijuana pretty much. And I smoked that, and my goodness, I got so high, so very, very high, because the cartridges are like 90% THC, right? It's like, and so I was kind of like hesitant about it because I thought, well, it's like vaping, I thought it's got all the gunk, but it doesn't have the gunk. And so one of those machines, it's too expensive. I can't do it at this point, but it was such a crazy high that on the way home.
Go on.
Hmm?
I was just going to say, for people at home, I'm looking at something that looks like possibly an electric candle that you would get in a restaurant.
Right.
How big is
it?
Oh, there we go.
It's only small. Like, it's only small.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
I mean, so that looks like a charging port on the front of it.
Yes, yep. So that's why it's wireless. And so you turn it on, and it, that little thing fills up with smoke, and you just, and it's really smooth. It was quite lovely. But on the way home, for some reason, James gets into jazz sometimes. And so he was listening to jazz. And on the way home, I was like, I'm so high, I actually understand what jazz is all about now.
Whoa.
Jeez, that's high.
That's very high. But anyways, still in this tent, you know, I had my two little puffs. And then they had all a bunch of these little things, like stickers and shit to give away. And there was a wheel you could spin for free, just to spin it. And you could get a small prize, medium prize, or a large prize. I spun it. I got a large prize. And I'm like, oh my God, what's the large prize? And he's like, well, it's one of these two bongs. And one was like this glass one. It's quite ornate, you know, pink, not pink, blue and white, and looked quite fragile. And the other one was this one.
Oh, wow.
Okay.